This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mizu, will arrive in New Delhi today at a 5-day state visit to India. According to the External Affairs Ministry, this will be his first bilateral visit to India. Earlier, he had visited India in June this year to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Council of Ministers. During the visit, Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. The ministry said that during this stay, he will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. Maldives is a key maritime neighbor of the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar, security and growth of all in the region, and the India's neighborhood first policy. The first of the President Mizu to India after the recent visit of External Affairs Ministers to Maldives is a testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations to Maldives. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Pralhad Joshi, will embark on a 3-day visit to Germany starting today. During his visit, the minister will attend the 2-day Hamburg Sustainability Conference. He will also hold a series of bilateral meetings with the ministers from Germany, the United Kingdom and other senior officials to boost cooperation in sustainable development, green hydrogen, low-cost finance and entire renewable energy value chain. The visit aims to strengthen India-Germany relations, create business opportunities and accelerate the expansion of renewable energy in India and globally. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in India in Haryana Assembly elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling of 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all sections were seen queuing up at polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years were seen participating in electoral festivities with enthusiasm. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with chief ministers of the left-wing extremism-affected areas in New Delhi tomorrow. Chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Orissa, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the 5 union ministers of the ministry closely involved with providing development support and the left-wing extremism LWE-affected states will start the meeting. The Deputy National Security Officer and senior officers from the center, states and central armed police forces will also participate in the deliberations. In a statement, Home Ministry said that the central government is committed to completely root out the menace of the left-wing extremism by March 2026. It said that the center is providing all possible assistance to the LWE-affected state governments in fighting the menace in Naxalism. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the high-level committee in One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting the simultaneous elections in its steady march towards Viksit Bharat. He said that in New Delhi, he is delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture in simultaneous elections. Mr. Kovind added that simultaneous elections have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth and enhanced global competitiveness. In Women's Cricket World Cup, India will lock horn with arch rival Pakistan in Dubai today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. A win would give Harmanpreet Kaur's team the first point in some breathing room, having lost their opening match against New Zealand on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.